can. Let's
we
give
have
a shot.
Master of ceremony, but we lost her. I don't know where she is. Can somebody go to the lost and found and to look for a master of ceremony? So, having said that, I don't know if this opinion if you resign, I don't know. Ms. Anderson, can you find the master of ceremony, please? So, as I was trying to say, the Samuel Tilden, the twice governor of New York, was also a candidate of the presidential elections for president of the United States. He lost. He won the electoral, the popular vote. He was the first one in U.S. history, but lost the electoral college. There were five of them, but we're not doing any politics tonight, so bless Mr. Samuel Tilden and his wonderful generosity. And this is also what we are here tonight. So, could you look for the master of ceremony? We might have to call 911. Yes.
Thank you so much, everybody. So, firstly, I know you've already had a welcome, but I'm going to officially welcome you all. But everybody's not seated yet. Should we wait?
No, just go.
No? All right. So, welcome all of you who are seated to the 17th Annual Leadership Awards Gala. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dubois, for inviting us to this incredible space. Thank you to all of you for coming and supporting this wonderful organization and our young global leaders. What we are here to do tonight is listed in the program. I hate to be read to, so I'm not going to read it to you, but you know that you're supporting wonderful events, wonderful foundations, and global leaders and young people, so thank you so much. I'm going to introduce you to a few of them. We have former young global leaders, Ben Chakta from Tibet, who is somewhere. Ben, where are you? And we have Ekwa Musumba, who's going to tell you a little bit about what it's like to be a young global leader.
Can everyone hear me now? Can everyone hear me now?
Yes.
Right. I know, right? I don't want to talk at all. Hello, esteemed guests, honorables, recipients, scholars, and those a part of our vibrant global community. I'm so humbled by this opportunity to welcome you all to the 17th Annual Leadership Dinner. All of us who are here share a common interest in connecting goodness. As a former executive team member at the Roots Foundation, I've witnessed at first hand the journey of getting everything here, everything together, from the beginning stages of ideation and the final touches. I'm always so excited by these moments because when we come together as a team and share our ideas, especially the zeal that Jim has. Jim has known me since my childhood, and being a relatively close neighbor, as he's close to me right now, and on Roosevelt Island here in New York City. As a recent graduate to the New School University, being a part of this community has truly helped me excel. He recently told me that he's taking improv classes, so I'm looking forward to hearing any jokes that he may have to share tonight. Out of all the fond memories that I've shared with Jim and the executive team, I remember one specific moment where I had trouble deciding if I should continue my undergraduate studies here in New York City or travel to Canada. One piece of advice that he gave me was so monumental, which was to trust myself and to listen to exactly what made me most happy within my gut. Within the stewardship report, Orphans International, and the Luce Foundation, every fiber in our mission is dedicated towards taking the task of making the world, our community, happier. And although that task has a larger feat when taken alone, I hope that everyone here can agree that we, together, if we commit to doing our very best, can make our individual communities happier, which serves towards helping the bigger picture. I thank you all for your presence here tonight, and let's continue to be a part of this great community. Thank you.
Hi everyone, I'm sorry I didn't prepare anything, so I just wanted to say have a wonderful evening, and being a global leader means a lot, because especially Jens Lubitz gave a lot of opportunity, and I'm so lucky to be in here at this group, and my goal of helping is just help as much as possible when you are like young and when you can, so that's what I'm doing right now.
He's a young local leader, but he has been nominated for next year's board of directors, so young no more.
So lastly, there was one more young global leader that we wanted to recognize tonight, but he can't be here. His name is Chris Rim. He is trapped at Yale, doing things for Yale, with Yale, but that's okay, because Yale has provided him with a very lovely scholarship. It's a secret? Well, not anymore. Anyway, so, he didn't tell me it was a secret. Anyway, so we're gonna move on.
That's my speech.
Sorry. We're gonna use the Men in Black thing and wipe your memory, pretend you didn't hear that. Click. Okay. So, next on the schedule, we are going to be offering up the J. Luce Foundation Candlelight Awards.
Did Seal and Han arrive and I haven't seen it? Where are you, Seal? Why don't Dr. Kazuko and Seal and Han both come up? Alishmas, since it.
The Candlelight Awards will be given to Seal Bin Han and Dr. Kazuko Hilyu Tatsumura.
Tell you a little about them. So Seal Bin Han goes to Johns Hopkins University. He hasn't graduated yet. He was one of our first young global leaders. He now runs a startup in Silicon Valley has a multi-billion-dollar valuation, and he's become, at the age of 21, one of our largest contributors, and has helped to create a scholarship fund along with Dr. Kazuko, two separate scholarship funds, and his is to help young global leadership, as is hers. But I just want to read you a little bit about him. Whereas Seal Bin Han has been working towards making health and wellness more accessible through the United States, is founder and CEO of Baltimore-based health technology company FitMango, and supports nonprofits across the U.S. with marketing and branding services through a social service media agency, FM Social. He has been establishing a new course at Johns Hopkins University called Leading Innovation Design Team to Encourage and Foster Students' Entrepreneurship and Leadership, and was the co-founder years ago through us with the World Youth Initiative, which generated tens of thousands of donations to support youth empowerment across the world. So these are the kind of kids that have gone on and done stuff. I'm not going to tell you that Dr. Kazuko is one of our young global leaders, but he was, and so for that, Seal.
Hey everyone, I'm Seal. Also you guys in the back, hey, I'm Seal, like the animal, or the singer, but I haven't dated Heidi Klum yet, it's on the list. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. For you to take time out of your day to come out here and support young global leadership, It means so much for somebody like me who went through the program. Now, when I did, it was still in its early bootstrap days, so it wasn't as well organized as it is today. So I want to play a role in encouraging other students my age and younger to be young global leaders as well. I wouldn't have been able to create the many businesses that I have and have the financial success that I had it not been for Jim Luce. And I mean that very seriously. I simply wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the sacrifices that Jim made. So to Jim and to the foundation, thank you.
Kazuko is more like my sister than a young global leader, but she and I have been traveling around the world. She and I have been to India together, sat with His Holiness the Dalai Lama. We've been to Haiti together. We have been all around the world, Japan. So anyway, this 2007 Candlelight Award goes to Dr. Kazuko Hilliard-Tatsumoto. Oh, Cuba, we went to Cuba for that. Okay, whereas the mission of the J. Luce Foundation is to support young global leadership in the fields of art, education, and orphan care, and whereas Dr. Kazuko Tatsumoto Hilliard has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity, serves on the board of directors of both the J. Luce Foundation and Orphans International Worldwide, and has taken the lead in the creation of a scholarship fund within the foundation, whereas she has promoted cultural exchanges from east to west throughout her life, was specifically from 1968 to 1992, and became a renowned impresario, going to Dar es Salaam to find the lost Tibetan folk opera, and meeting for the first time His Holiness the Dalai Lama, with whom she remains a lifelong friend. We will be announcing tonight our third annual birthday party for the Dalai Lama, His Holiness, in Essex House. We traditionally have the ballroom on July 6th for a dinner, but this year, through the Inson Wood, who will speak at some point, I'm sure, he has created the interior of the penthouse of Essex House, a private residence, and that has been offered to us for a private reception after the dinner in the ballroom in honor of His Holiness's birthday, for benefit for Tibet House and the Tibet Fund, which is His Holiness's foundation in Washington. Anyway, I digress. But anyway, Dr. Kazuko is a member of the Orphans International Worldwide and a chief funder of the Manjushri Orphanage, which is Tibetan orphans in India. And through Dr. Kazuko, we have given, we supported about a third of a building, academic building that was built high up in the Himalayan mountains. And through all of these things, she continues to support Tibetan children going to college in India, students. And for all of these reasons, we present to Dr. Kazuko the 2017 Candlelight Award.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. I just came back for 6 days of traveling, no, 7 days of traveling from this Taiwan. And we gave you some of the information on Taiwan Manjushri Orphanage. It started with 17 children. Now it's 258 children, mostly Tibetans, since 3 years old to 18 years old. First time that they are graduating, and they are all going to the university. Imagine, this is the middle of nowhere, and they are all so incredible children. I go there to try to help them. I'm all the time crying because they have been born with compassion. They have a need of about 50 more sponsors for each children, each one, and it costs $36 a month, but it is an unbelievable education. So I would like very much for you to support them. And thank you very much. And Jim and I have traveled. We still yet to go to this mountain. It's a beautiful trip. And the next year I'm going to auction the trip.
Yeah.
So
you've just been over there, and where did you come home?
I just came this morning, and then it was 7 days of travel. But it's gorgeous. And the Dalai Lama was there. This is an area where there conflict with India and China. China says this is part of China because it was old Tibet. But India helped this area to, it's a very historical area with the Dalai Lama 5th and the Dalai Lama 6th birthplace. It's a wonderful place, and I hope you'll come and visit me someday with children waiting for you.
The next awards will be the 2017 J. Luce Foundation Outstanding NGO Awards.
So we have two NGOs that are deserving of recognition tonight. And and we've got a young rebel leader coming up on stage as well with his aunt. So whereas Santi Prasad founded the World Heritage Cultural Center as an embracement of her own roots that has its mission making cultural connections through the arts and foods, whereas born in British Guyana, or simply Guyana, and raised in a neighborhood in Suriname, which was Dutch Guyana, Santi Prasad broke the cycle of seven generations of women married at or before the age of 13 and went on to become the first in her family to make it past the third grade. She has now a BA from Bates University and a degree in screenwriting from the New York Film Academy, has written two screenplays, and is presently working on her first novel. She, in her spare time, works as the treasury manager for United Technologies Corporation and has formerly worked for IBM, UBS, and Lehman Brothers. So the certificate goes on to list many other accomplishments, but we'll be here all night because so many of you have so many accomplishments, but particularly Sati is extremely accomplished, and I'd like to give this to you. And I'm happy to be a member of the board of directors. Now, this kid spoke last summer at my birthday party and so impressed me that I said we need to give him a Young Global Leadership Award. Now, at the age of 10, he is the youngest young global leader we've ever had, but when you hear his accomplishments, for example, he went straight to walking with no crawling, and he spoke using full sentences at the age of 2. I'm a little afraid to give him the microphone, folks, because we're already behind schedule, but he is a creative young man who acts and also drums and has recently been recognized by a school for writing an essay on empathy and kindness. Are those good qualities, Kasimosan? Empathy and kindness, that's good things, right? So compassion. So anyway, he helps his aunt with volunteer work, and he's a wonderful kid with honor, intelligence, benevolence, and integrity. And because of this, you are the youngest guy ever to win our Young Global Leader.
Say something. I am very happy for the award, and I hope I grow up to be a leader. A good leader.
You already are a leader. Let's see if you grow up to be a good one. Can you give us an example of a bad leader? Okay, folks, listen up. What would be an example of a bad leader?
Not being a good leader means to not follow what you want to do and just be more of a person.
He is a diplomat at the age of 10. Let's give him a round of applause.